What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Did you enjoy top 11 week? 64.9% say no. Liars. Losers. So
it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, come on, you love it. Rob Ellis joins us in a moment to discuss his top 11 list, which has a notable exclusion on his list, a notable inclusion, and a questionable number one.
Always questionable. Always questionable.
See, hear us laughing. We're all having a good time. But before that, we got to do the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents the belt.
Jack Fritz currently has the belt. The first week, it was because of his turn, saying that he would pitch against Joe DeCamara.
Yep.
Then talked a bunch of trash about Joe. It was a great moment for Jack.
Exactly. And arms bouncing back in a great way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The ball's popping.
Yeah.
I might throw harder now than I did in high school.
90?
I think it might have 80-something in the back pocket.
Really?
Yeah, it might be back.
All right. Just make sure you're throwing strikes.
And golf yesterday.
Yep.
Looked good through five holes.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. And then he kept it last week by doing basically nothing because nobody came for the belt last week. And
I had a great Jalen take last week.
It was not great. It was okay.
Great.
It was okay.
Oh, great.
On a nothing week. It was okay.
Super.
For a nothing week. The question is, can Jack hold the belt one more week? And the answer is no.
Oh.
The belt is changing hands. And this is going to be controversial. And I got the word back from the committee, and I was like, are you sure?
Uh-oh.
And they said, look at the tenet of what the tenets of what the belt is supposed to be.
I got to hear this.
Who had the biggest take on WIP this weekend?
Well, Joe DeCamara did.
The belt, the belt goes to Joe DeCamara.
Oh, who's my man?
Goodness.
Me!
I look.
Oh, my goodness.
It is what it is. The top 11 week is great. Top 11 week does not hit the fire that it hit without Joe kicking it off, without not putting Hurts on his list.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a big take.
We all disagree
with it.
Yep, I hear you. No, I hear you.
You know, it's just the camera's got the friggin' belt.
Yeah.
Great work, Jack. You couldn't hold on to it for one more week.
We have official comment from Joe to camera as well. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Well, not shocking that he'd be emotional. Congratulations, Joe DeCamara. One of us has to step up next week, get this belt back. honestly. Can't stick with the morning show.
No.
Certainly not with the camera. We're not at Chickies and Pete's. We will be there next Friday. Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big game's always better with crab fries. Maybe you're heading over to the game tonight. Maybe you want to watch the game at Chickies and Pete's. Online, chickiesandpetes.com. The official sports bar of your world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of the top 11, joining us now to discuss his list, the guy that usually knows what he's talking about, one Rob Ellis. How you doing, Robbie E?
I wouldn't take it that far, Spike. Oh, that's a stretch.
Come on.
Emotional just listening to the camera getting emotional. I'm a little broken up right now. I don't know if I can get through this. Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty upset to camera with the belt, but you got to give credit where it's due. I mean,
not really, because it seems like we don't.
Yeah, I don't think I have to give credit where it's due.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a pretty big take not putting Jalen Hurts on his top 11. Now you had him number one. Your opinion on Joe not including him at all? I'm sure you at least heard some of the reasoning.
Yeah. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. It's okay if you felt some way from the jump, but your opinion should evolve. The guy won it. He plays the most difficult/important position in sports, and he won it. And he can't crack an 11?
Yeah.
An 11?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. I think he just dug in, and he didn't want to give Richie any rope or any credit or anything. And, hey, I'll give him this. He sticks by his guns. It's a very unpopular opinion. I'll give him that much.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of the Richie angle.
The Richie angle's a big
There's
one.
There's no doubt it's part
it
of
is,
it.
It's like a sibling, even though I'm an only child, it's like a sibling thing.
Yeah.
Where your brother felt some way for a minute, maybe about a band or a movie. You're like, that sucks. And you'll never, ever, Godfather. You won't even give in.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
It still stinks.
Oh, that was me through my childhood not being a Jordan fan. My brothers were Jordan fans.
And
I was
doing the old Magic Johnson.
I'm Magic over Jordan. Yeah, it was that whole thing.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about the Richie thing. Richie and Seltzer, by the way, because they're both lunatics.
Yes,
what
right.
do you mean?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
So, I think there's a piece of that. I mean, just to not be able to recognize like the clutch gene when you needed it the most, and it doesn't even if you want to dig in on the didn't play great all year, 11 is a lot of rope.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like yes.
you could jump in at 8. Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, even Jack and I found a spot for him on the top 11 list.
Yes, so, and that's movement.
So,
right?
All right. That's what she said. So let me give your list real quick because I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
11, Matvei Michkov. Number 10, Landon Dickerson.
What are we doing with Michkov? I mean, can we grow up?
Well, that's right. Can he even get through the list before he starts talking?
So,
my God.
11, Michkov. 10, Landon Dickerson. 9, Kyle Schwarber. 8, Joel Embiid. 7, A.J. Brown. 6, Jalen Carter. 5, Bryce Harper. 4, Lane Johnson. 3, Zach Wheeler. 2, Saquon Barkley. Number 1, Jalen Hurts. So here is my question. You have Matvei Michkov on it. You don't have Zach Bond on it.
Yes.
Mm.
If I could have one back...
Okay. Okay.
I'll do something Joe can't do with John and James.
Okay. All right.
My bad.
Okay. All
Zach
right.
Zach Bond absolutely should be. If I had two, do overs, I would put Bond on there, and I would put Schwarber in place of Harper at 5.
Ooh.
Oh, really? So Harper off the list completely,
or just flip him?
You heard me, Jack.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Here we go.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I'm going to sit back.
Here's what we should do. We should put Jack in one of those Silence of the Lambs face masks, like the old school goalie mask.
Yep.
That would just to torture him, and I'll just keep reading my list over and over again. It'll drive him nuts.
Well, also, go ahead. I'm sorry. Say again.
No. I would just say if I could do it over again, I omitted Bond. That was a mistake.
Okay.
So that's on me. And Michkov would be the one that would go.
Well, it's funny, too, because he didn't make the final list, and I actually think there's something so understated about him, just maybe as a person, that people just forgot to put him on it. Elliot didn't put him on his list either. And finally, at the end, he was like, yeah, I probably should have put Zach
Bond. Here's why I wanted I think he deserves some recognition for a spectacular year coming over here. We didn't think he was going to be here, number one, on a garbage team with a coach who every other minute was trying to teach him a lesson. Had that guy played under a different coach who I think was a little bit more nurturing towards him, and he didn't, healthy scratch him a couple times and all that, His numbers were ridiculous this year. This guy is a superstar in the making, and I know it's hockey. I get it, but he deserved a little love. That's why I put him on there.
All right. He wasn't even Rookie of the Year. you did have Landon Dickerson on, and you didn't have Jordan Mailata.
Yes. Here's why.
Okay.
We never give the guards any love. All this guy has done since he's gotten here has been spectacular. And I know, look, coming out of nowhere, Jordan Mailata, I get the stories better. And it's not to say he isn't good. But Landon Dickerson deserves, more than deserves, to be on the list. He's a dominant guard. You can make a case he's the best guard in the NFL.
I agree with Robbie E. And it's the reason why I took the what everybody else is classifying as a cop-out.
I thought it was brave.
And did the whole offensive line because I wanted to put at least three of them on there.
Yes.
I wanted to put Landon on there as well. So I was like, man, I'll just put the O-line because I think at least three of them deserve to be on there. And you can argue Cam Jurgens if you want to.
Yeah, and by the way, and I love you guys and I love Elliot, it's cowardly to put the whole offense on.
Well, maybe Okay. Come up with your own idea next time because this is our idea. You know, it's like do your own bit.
But you can't cop out and go offensive line. You can't do
sure
that.
We can.
Sure we can.
Because it's a unit, Rob. It's a unit.
Yeah.
Unit.
Wow. It's a unit.
Hold on. Are we going to do the Philly starting staff next year?
No, not the same thing. Not a unit.
It's not a unit.
Yeah.
They don't need each other to perform. This is an actual group, and it's not the same as a D-line because D-linemen don't need each other to perform.
And let's be honest. None of us know what we're looking at when we watch the offensive line anyway.
One of us does.
One of us. Most of us don't.
Thank you, Spike. You finally recognized my vision.
Yeah. And then last thing, just on Jalen number one. Like, can you answer me this? Because I asked the same thing. And I will accept your clutch thing. I will all those things. I asked Seltzer the same thing yesterday. Do you think Jalen Hurts is better at what he does than Saquon Barkley is at what he does or Zach Wheeler does at what he does?
I would say he's more critical.
Okay. That's not what I asked you, though. I can understand that.
Just look at this. They took Saquon away, right? Finally, somebody did it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And it didn't matter. It didn't matter. And you still won. Listen, I don't want to – it's going to come off like I'm knocking Saquon. What Saquon does and what he did was transforming this year. He was incredible. None of this happens without Hurts. None of it.
Okay. But just – I know you avoided the question. Is Jalen better at what he does than Saquon is at what he does and at Zach Wheeler?
Yes, because it's a harder position.
Those are two different things, though.
No, it's not.
But sure
it's
it is.
Not. It's way harder to be a quarterback, which means his degree of difficulty is higher.
Okay.
Than what Saquon's is.
Okay. Who's a bad quarterback? Geno Smith. Is Zach Wheeler better at what he does than Geno Smith is at what he does?
No.
Oh, stop.
He's not.
You're able to discern.
Hold on. What's your question?
My question is Zach Wheeler a better pitcher than Geno Smith is a quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So all I'm asking you is Saquon a better running back than Jalen Hurts is a quarterback?
No.
You don't believe that.
Yes, I do believe it.
How many? Okay. How many running backs in the NFL are better than Saquon?
None.
Okay. How many quarterbacks in the NFL are better than Jalen?
I think you overrate this. I think Jalen may not be the best, but he's the best for this team. And we're doing a Philadelphia list.
Okay. So if Saquon is the number one running back and Jalen, even if we're going to go, like, let's say he's the fourth best quarterback, Saquon's still a better player than Jalen is.
But what's the list? Top 11 Philadelphia athletes.
Yes. This is where you will get me. The quarterback is the biggest part of the list.
Like,
sure.
If you're drafting, you're doing like a sports cross-pollination draft.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you could absolutely make a case for Saquon. But if we're talking about Philadelphia, this is why I had him won.
But why can't you admit that Wheeler's a better pitcher than Hurts as a quarterback?
I thought it was Geno Smith.
No. Is Wheeler a better pitcher than Hurts as a quarterback?
No, because what Jalen does is more important.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm not even asking. Put the list aside. Put the list aside. This list doesn't exist.
Jalen's better because he plays every down. All right. Zach Wheeler pitches every fifth day.
All right.
I'm sorry, Spike. You don't want to hear my answer.
But a starting pitcher can't pitch every day.
Every fifth day. That's the bottom line, whether it's his fault or not. But this guy's taking every
does
snap.
He do his job better than Jalen does his job?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
This is just wrong.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even think you believe this. Get the lie detector test.
Listen, I don't say anything I don't believe.
Wow.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
It's what you don't like. That's fine, but it's what I believe.
Okay. All right.
You can't give me a guy who plays every fifth day versus a guy who takes every snap.
Okay, is Paul Skeens a better pitcher than Jalen as a quarterback?
You can keep going down this road with different names.
What about Roger Clemens? Was Roger Clemens a better pitcher than Jalen as a quarterback?
Did Roger Clemens make every start? Did he pitch every game for the Red
Sox? No, he pitched every fifth day.
Every fifth day.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Does Jalen jump in every fifth series?
No.
No.
He doesn't.
Plays every down.
Well, what he does, I know that Zach Wheeler can't give the ball to somebody else to throw. You know what I mean? Like throwing every pitch is different than taking every snap.
Right, so. But that's, right. Sure. But okay. You absolutely still have to throw the ball, and you still do the push. That's all Jalen, right?
Is that? Well, all right. You know what?
I'm not
if we're going to take
like
credit
Shelter
for the tush push.
One of the other guys, I guess. Right. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
What I say.
I appreciate that.
Robbie, he's not laying down.
It's fine. I appreciate you coming on, Robbie.
You guys are the best. All right. Yes.
And there he attacked everybody.
Yes. There he is, Rob Ellis. Look,
he attacked everybody.
When you call a guy, they're not going to attack you. No. Hook you up. You kidding me? They're going to attack your old drafty windows and doors. That's what they're going to do with new ones, highly efficient ones, expertly installed. 40% off from Guida, their big summer sales event. It only goes through July 31st. 40% off is a very high number. Almost 50%. That's almost half. 40% off every high-performance, energy-efficient window. 40% off every new door, whether it's a sliding patio door, insulated entry door, whatever. Start your project with no money down, not 1 cent out of pocket, and up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. A year and a half, interest-free financing. Energy bills down. Like, value of your home up. No interest. That's incredible. Don't miss it. It only goes till July 31st. All prior sales excluded. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Let me tell you. See, you forgot. Robbie E.
Yes.
Is the only other, outside of myself,
yes,
as the inaugural winner of the great debate.
The great Eagles, right? The great sports debate.
Yeah. Oh, I think I won two. Rob might have won four of those things.
Yes, I remember Rob winning them.
So.
And I got rid of that thing. Just to get the shine off of Ellis. No, I got rid of it because I felt like everybody hated everybody afterwards.
They did turn everybody against each other, yes.
I'll never forget the final one. It was when after I got made program director or whatever, I remember Angelo in the final commercial break looks at me and he goes, Spike, I get the feeling this is going to be the last one of these. Can I thank a few people in the next thing as if it's the last one? I was like, your feeling is right, Angelo. Absolutely. Look, I wasn't when I said, I want to be clear about Robbie E, because I have great respect for IBE. When I was saying, you don't believe that, I don't believe, I wasn't saying that he was doing it for effect. Right. It was more like I was outraged that he could actually believe that.
Yes.
And I still think he was trying to sneak around my question by saying that Wheeler only pitched every fifth day. I understand that. But I'm asking you if, whatever.
Basketball players.
I think you had him. He just didn't give in on it.
He didn't want to give in, yeah, which I respect, by the way.
I thought you had him, but he didn't give in on it.
He didn't want to give in.
Yeah.
Didn't want to give in. That's fine, though. But I can understand. The thing is I can understand the argument. I don't even... Elliot wouldn't fully go with this argument, but the argument that it's the Eagles quarterback who won the Super Bowl MVP could be enough.
Yeah.
It could be enough. If you just stood on that, you're like, yes, this guy's better, but this guy still, because if we'd done this after the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, I probably would have put Nick Foles would have been number one. Yeah.
Well, slash Wentz.
Yes.
I would have put the quarterback position.
Oh, dude, could you imagine the fights? Top 11 week. Oh, my God.
I would have put Rhys Hoskins.
Yes.
I'm like, I would have put the quarterback position there because both of them would have had to be on the list.
Yes.
It's funny. We wouldn't have known where to rank Kelsey because Kelsey hadn't.
He hadn't become. Well, the parade speech did happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
But voting would have happened.
But
after
he wouldn't
that.
Have been like, that's number three or two.
Right.
You know, like he eventually not. Turned into.
Yeah. Yeah.
BG would have been high on the list.
BG would have been high. Fletch would have been really high.
Well, watch him.
Odubel Herrera?
Even Embiid. Embiid was finishing runner-up in MVPs back then. Well, I can't remember. 18?
So 18 was the year where he was hurt for the end of the year. 17, 18 was the year, and they won 16 straight.
Ben would have been on the list.
Oh, Ben would have been on the list. Ben he would have made the list. List.
And Spike
we would have argued about Ben Simmons.
I would have melted down.
Better without Embiid?
Remember that? Yep. I remember those discussions.
16 straight?
Yep, beat nobody. I remember those.
And then they had to start TJ in one of those playoff games.
And now TJ's going to win finals MVP.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if TJ and Iguodala...
I hope he does win the finals MVP.
Well, banner for that at the new Xfinity Mobile Arena?
Yep.
Banner for TJ winning finals MVP?
Man, the top 11 in 2017-2018 would have been interesting.
Would have been wild. Yeah, we should go back and do that next year, maybe.
Like, Giroux would have been on it because he was still a Flyer.
Yeah.
And there would have been a lot of respect for Giroux.
Can you imagine, by the way?
There probably would not
Sergei have... Bob?
Well, he was 2011.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, was it that early?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Brzgalov was here in 12.
Yeah.
And they got rid of Bobrovsky for Brzgalov.
Can you imagine?
Actually, Brzgalov is who I'm thinking about.
Oh, Ilya?
That's who I'm talking about. Because that's who just won the titles, right?
No, but Bobrovsky.
That was Sergei Bob. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
I know one of our goalies just won.
Can you imagine if we have two guys that leave the Sixers and win finals MVP? Iguodala won and TJ two, would be unbelievable. God
That's
bless
basketball
TJ.
God still spitting on us.
Did you see TJ's dad like stormed the post game yesterday?
No.
So TJ's dad, TJ's sister is also in the WNBA now. So they asked his dad. His dad was so his dad's a coach. And of course, TJ.
Oh, no, he's a coach's kid. Yeah.
TJ's dad is about as high school basketball coach as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Totally red all the time.
Bald.
So he was very proud. And they go, what'd you think of the game your son played tonight? And they're like, he goes, I'm so proud he did miss those two first free throws. And I just...
He's going to coaching mode.
Yeah, he was just like, I couldn't believe he missed those foul shots, though. But after his son just swung another finals.
And then
game.
He ripped him for losing the state championship.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
In high school.
Yeah. So, Jack, the final top 11 at 5 of the week, what's coming up?
The worst top 11 lists.
Oh.
Continues.
Filled out by WIPOs.
Okay. All right. The worst top 11.
The worst top 11.
The top 11 worst top 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of top 11 content.
Yes.
The show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.